From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Trombone Shorty is a virtuoso. His new record, Say That to Say This, is in the top five on Billboard's jazz chart. But his music defies any simple label or genre. Or... The album is a romp through rock and funk, jazz and soul, all rooted in his native New Orleans style. Now, Trombone Shorty, born Troy Andrews, is trying to keep the New Orleans sound evolving by engaging the city's young talent. NPR's Debbie Elliott caught up with Andrews at his former high school.
In New Orleans, it's cool to be in the high school band, especially when Trombone Shorty shows up in the band room.
You gotta breathe from your stomach. No, you gotta breathe from your stomach. See, your neck is jumping.
No, that's how I play.
I know, but that's not right.
He's showing Junior Jazz Henry proper trumpet technique.
Play close. That's it. Keep going. That's where it's at.
Troy Andrews, now 27, is back at Warren Easton High School to work with band members as part of the Trombone Shorty Foundation, a music education initiative directed by Bill Taylor.
He is, without a doubt, I think, the role model for the next generation right now.
In the school hallway, Taylor says the Trombone Shorty Foundation teams with Tulane University to give promising young musicians a deeper skill set.
New Orleans is filled with a lot of musical talent. You know, sometimes the opportunities are lacking to take it to the next level. You know, Troy's an example of a musician. There are many over the years, Harry Connick and the Marsalises, that have really broken through to that next level.
Trombone Shorty takes the pulpit in the single Fire and Brimstone.
So there's music in my bones, in my heart, and in my soul.
Troy Andrews grew up in New Orleans' Treme neighborhood, surrounded by musicians. His older brother James is a noted jazz trumpet player and band leader. His grandfather, Jesse Hill, was a rhythm and blues singer known for the New Orleans classic Oopoo Padu. From the time he was about four, Andrews was playing trumpet and trombone in the streets and on stage with icons like Bo Diddley, Dr. John, and the Neville Brothers. By 18, he was on tour backing Lenny Kravitz. His third national solo album, Say That to Say This, pays homage to all those influences in the local vernacular.
Say That to Say This is it's basically what we say in New Orleans. If you talk to somebody and they in the middle of a conversation, they're saying, I say that to say this. It's just basically making a long story short. And I just wanted to make a long story short, just put as much music as I can in a compact situation like that.
Andrews likens the different styles on the record to the slang you might pick up in different neighborhoods. And he has a name for it.
Super funk rock, yeah. But we just gonna let it be music, you know.
Some people drive, some people honk, some got the blues, but I play the funk.
But the music is so New Orleans that we don't know what to call it. It's just New Orleans music. The same way we live here, you know. Food, got gumbo, got red beans, some type of way some of that stuff meet up on the same plate. And that's what we do. So it's we just leave it open, you know.
Trombone Shorty pulls off a bit of a local miracle by reuniting legendary funk band The Meters, getting them together in the studio for the first time since 1977 for this cover of their single, Be My Lady.
Be my lady, be my baby, be my lady. Drive me crazy, be my sweetness, my completeness, be my lover.
I think The Meters are like the Beatles to us in New Orleans, you know. So to be able to pull that off and have them mutually excited and for them to come together for that, it was just, it was just a dream come true for me.
Shorty replaced the Neville Brothers as the traditional closing act at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest this year, a symbolic passing of the torch, after which festival producer Quint Davis declared, "The future is now." Though saturated from birth in the local music scene, Andrew's versatility and technique were honed in his high school days at the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts. There he teamed with some of the players in his Orleans Avenue band. That's part of his motivation to work with aspiring musicians today.
Play that Nirvana. Laura. Yeah.
Between sessions with the Warren Easton Band, he encourages individual students to form their own bands and stretch themselves by sitting in with a Latin or an R&B group.
Now B flat.
Saxophone player Jasmine Batiste was excited to tell him what she had learned at a recent jazz camp.
It just was talking about like Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, you know, Bessie Smith, and all those people who started from like, you know, like the early part of jazz and going right up.
Yeah, you always want to learn, you know. But I think where some of us get caught at is that we learn about those people and we get obsessed with what they're doing. And we try to recreate that. And that's when everything stops.
Use the early players like a dictionary, he tells them. But find your own sound and push it forward. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
If you'd like to know what you like about the program or what you don't like, you can write to us at npr.org. Click on the word contact at the bottom of the page, very far down at the very bottom of the page, actually. It's small, it's faint, it's gray, but it is there.
It is there on the lower right, Robert. And if you want to hear something again or catch up on what you missed, it's all online at npr.org/allthingsconsidered.
You can follow our program and us on Twitter. I'm Robert Siegel, occasionally at rsiegel47.
I'm at NPR Melissa Block. Our co-host Audie Cornish is at NPR Audie.
And the show is at NPR ATC.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.